Hello, ladies. Look at your podfic. Look at me. Now look at your podfic. Now back at me. Sadly, your podfic isn't me. But it could sound like me if your podfic was reading the Old Spice kink meme on Dreamwidth. Look down. Back up. Where are you? You're on a boat. With the podfic your podfic could sound like. What's in your hand? Now back at me. It's your MP3 player. Look down. Now back up. Your MP3 player is now diamonds. Anything is possible with the Old Spice kink meme. I'm on a horse. Common sense. Old Spice Man didn't know how he ended up in the U.S. Senate gym's showers. It didn't matter. Maybe today he was a senator. That seemed appropriate. Old Spice Man also didn't know how to process what he was seeing. Yes, that was the Vice President Man, a man Old Spice Man knew was made of testosterone and strong words. A man Old Spice Man was sure unironically greeted women with a hearty, "Hello, ladies," and meant it. A man holding what appeared to be flowery pink body wash, lady-scented. Old Spice Man reacted in horror. Vice President Man.
Call me Joe.
Vice President Man said. Old Spice Man narrowed his eyes. What man didn't like titles? Joe, he said slowly. Why are you using lady-scented body wash? Vice President Man looked down at his body wash and frowned.
This? It's just soap.
But it smells. For the ladies. Even in his confusion, Old Spice Man knew he sounded suave. At that, the Vice President Man treated him with a blinding grin.
It smells like soap, because it's soap. There's nothing manly or unmanly about Soap Man.
Perhaps Vice President Man was right. There was no need to assign gender stereotypes to soap, or perpetuate potentially harmful gender binaries with shower products. Old Spice Man smelled good because he was Old Spice Man, not because his soap was more male than the men who used other soaps. A fair point, he pronounced, though my body wash is still superior. It was superior because it was his, and it was his because it was superior. Vice President Man shrugged, which Old Spice Man took as a victory. Then he swung his arm around Old Spice Man's shoulders.
If you say so, listen, that presidential abs point thing...
The Vice President Man punched him lightly in his muscular sculpted chest.
We really like that. Good job, Senator Old Spice Man.
Old Spice Man smiled, feeling as though he had done a good job. All was right in the world. Hello, space smugglers. Hello, space smugglers. Look at your crew. Now back at me. Now back at your crew. Now back at me. Sadly, your crew isn't me. But if they stopped using generic molded protein and switched to Old Spice Deluxe molded protein, they could bake gourmet cakes like they're me. Look down. Back up. Where are you? You're in a space kitchen with the man your crew could bake cakes like. What's on your plates? Back at me. I have it. It's two bullets from that gun you love. Look again. The bullets are now diamonds. Anything is possible when your crew bakes with Old Spice Deluxe molded protein and not generic. I'm on a Jane. It was Tuesday, which meant that Old Spice Man was taking some time out from flexing his pectoral muscles to commune with the forces of nature that had made a manly man such as himself possible. He had a mission, you see, and that mission was to make the world 1,000% more beautiful for a few wonderful years until it came time for him to fly to the edge of the universe on the back of a golden unicorn. Only, it wouldn't feel like years to everyone else. No, to everyone else. Under the spell of his magnificently chiseled abs and bulging biceps, it would feel like an eternity of mind-bending awesome. Such was the power the Old Spice Man had been granted. A power like that was not one to be taken lightly. It was essential he used his powers for the good of mankind. And so, the Old Spice Man decided it was time to take a stroll down the street, riding his horse backwards, giving out diamonds and manly body wash, and making all who crossed his path faint with pure delight. Fortunately, the Old Spice Man was quick enough that every person who hit the ground was comforted by the delightful sensation of a crushed velvet pillow cushioning their fall. Such was the work put before him, and he would not rest until his purpose in life was complete. A call to arms. The Old Spice Man could hear it, not with his magnificently masculine ears, but with his equally impressive heart organ that absorbed the sentiments of those around him, or in this case, of those just outside his self-imposed seclusion on the airwaves. The Old Spice Man did not appear just for any reason. No, the human population had to truly desire a man who smelled like him, who was such a perfect specimen of, well, manliness, because to appear for any lesser reason would cause a rift in the space-time and create such a stir through the female loins that, well, it was simply better not to appear for any lesser cause. The Old Spice man took a shower, carefully using the manly decked scrubber to apply the Old Spice body wash to each and every sculpted plane of his body. He took a fresh, clean towel from the towel rack and tied it around his hips. He looked at himself in the mirror, raised one eyebrow, and said, "Hello, ladies." The Old Spice man was satisfied. He did not open his bathroom door. No, such a thing was far too brutish for a man of his talents. Instead, he manipulated his bathroom with his mind, bringing it and himself through the airwaves, pushing aside tired old reality shows and half-conceived dramas, ignoring the laws of prime time. He ignored the insistence of reruns and drove past the censored, cut versions of movies like a man pushing through a hungry pride of lions to catch a zebra with his bare hands, which he will then triumphantly give to his lady friend with the most dramatic sunset highlighting his sculpted abdominals. They were calling. The television audiences were calling. They needed a man on their screens to alleviate their ennui caused by bad television shows. And although it was true that the scent did not diffuse through the airwaves and electronic components that made up a television, he was the Old Spice man. The laws of physics meant nothing in the face of such a man. The time had come. The minds and hearts of the human populace were clamoring for a man to massage their eyes and fill their memories with his deliciously implied man scent and his not-so-implied man abs. The Old Spice man did not find a break in a program. He made his own break. He simply placed himself in a bathroom in front of it, and the program itself parted to accommodate his presence. "Hello, ladies," said the Old Spice man, and the world was never the same again. "Look at your slayer, now back at me. Now back to your slayer, now back to me. Sadly, your slayer isn't me. But if he was interested in super strength and a crush on a forehead-brooding vampire, she was born with my ability to dazzle everyone in close proximity. She could pretend to be like me. Look down. Now back up. What's in your hand? It's a scythe and a phone number to the Damon guy you like so much. The scythe is now a magical amulet capable of destroying all uber vamps in Hellmouth. Anything is possible when you pretend to be a slayer like me. I sparkle."
"Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now back to me. Now back to your man. Now back to me. I may not be a man, but I know what it's like to smell like a man. And I know what I like to smell on a man. I'll give you a hint. It's not those lady-scented body washes. No, those lady-scented body washes are for us. At least those of us who don't spend our days chasing down sharktopus lions from Titan or wrestling giant squids with our bare hands. When I want a man who smells like Old Spice. Just like this bottle I have here in my hand. Now look, that bottle is now tickets to that thing you like. Look again. The tickets are now diamonds. Diamonds to buy you all the lady-scented body wash you want, and all the Old Spice body wash you need for your man. And ladies, if you don't want a man, I like long walks on the beach and swan dives off cliffs into miraculously appearing jacuzzis. Give me a call. I'm on a horse."
"Let me get this straight. You want us to investigate why diamonds are not falling out of your hands," Gus said. He leaned over to Sean in the patented "Let's discuss this somewhere that the crazy is not" move. Sean, however, was not moving. He was just staring at the admittedly fine brother in a towel who had just appeared in their office. "How the hell did you get in here anyway?" "Why, hello, man friend. Look out the window. Now back to me. Have you ever tried swan riding yet? Got me here in less time than it takes to dazzle a polar bear with my smile." He smiled widely and apparently a demonstration before pulling a clamshell out of somewhere. Gus certainly wasn't looking at what might or might not be under the towel. "I had to come because the diamonds have stopped flowing. I want your man psychic man friend to see what's wrong, because the ladies need their diamonds, Gus." "Gus, tell me I'm dreaming." Sean was practically dancing with glee in a way that Gus hadn't seen since the 10th grade. Sean had actually joined Glee in order to woo Shannon Pinkle. We made him up in our collective mind, Gus. That is the only explanation. I'm sorry to tell you this, but before baking you any fine baked goods or building you a drawbridge for your offices while giving you massages of good feelings, no. though without happy endings, he added, after both Sean and Gus tried to chime in with what kind of massages exactly. Because I would be down with some of your brown sugar. Baked goods. No. Just no thank you on the massages of good feelings. Though the baked goods. But Sean, look in the mirror. Now back at me. The face you saw before mine, that was the face of someone who was wrong. Because you did not dream me. I am here because anything is possible when you use Old Spice body wash. He held out his hand where the red bottle suddenly appeared. He held the pose for a minute before dropping. Gus had never seen a more hound dog look, even on a dog. Even the towel slipped down. Though Gus was not looking at the sliver of hip that had been reeled. No. Everything is possible, he repeated. Except the diamonds. No diamonds, Gus said. His voice came out hushed. Man, that sadness was contagious. The man shook his head, sadly. No diamonds. If anything is possible, can you get me a pineapple cupcake? Because the talk of baked goods really got the old belly rumbling. Sean said. Are you not a man, psychic Sean? Can you not bake a cake from pineapples you harvested while shark riding through a fearsome jungle of vines and fear for your lady? He paused and looked at Gus. Or for your special man friend partner? I was taught by a wise man at the top of the tall place in the land of sacred not to judge. Gus was about to interrupt with a remark about how he was totally not the lady in the situation or actually dating Sean, but he could do with some cake, so he decided against it. Plus, Sean had already started talking. While I do love a good shark ride, I'm not actually all that fond of jungles. Plus, I think that all of this is actually impossible. Sean slapped a hand against the Old Spice man's mouth before he could interrupt. But I know why. I don't use Old Spice. Beneath Sean's hand, the man was shaking his head. Sean continued, My dad uses Old Spice, but you know what? I'm going to try it. Just for you, man friend. So, while I go to the shower, why don't you go do whatever it is you do? He removed his hand and took a step back. While I did pass a lion in need of a good wrestling, and there are ladies who like emeralds more than diamonds, I shall leave you to your shower. I'm on a swan. Gus blinked because, yes, this brother was on a swan flying out of the window. He shook his head. There was more important things here. Sean, you know if you actually use that, if you make this office stink like old man, you owe me two cakes and a shark. Sean extended his fist for an acknowledging dap. You know I would never hurt the nose like that. Besides, I don't have time to shower. We're on a diamond hunt. Hello, feminist Hulk. I observe that you are using lady-scented body wash.
Hulk find lavender fragrance relaxing after day of smash.
Wouldn't you like to smell like me?
Hulk would rather smash gender binary of performative showering.
Your tiny purple shorts hanging on the towel rack now hold tickets to the Sleater-Keeney reunion concert and diamonds.
Hulk enjoyed Corin Tucker's rejection of traditional gender roles and consumerism, but diamonds make Hulk want to smash hegemony of post-colonial oppression. Also, still prefer to smell like Field of Flowers.
You puzzle me, feminist Hulk. You wish to use your lady-scented body wash, even whilst smelling the intoxicating scent of my Old Spice, is unparalleled in my experience.
Feminist Hulk makes a good critique, Old Spice Man. Your discourse is being circumscribed by a learned sex-gender distinction. Please pass me the loofah.
Hello, Judith Butler. Allow me to scrub your back. So you and Feminist Hulk are saying that my devotion to Old Spice body wash might be part of a larger regulative discourse to maintain an essential ontological gender?
That's correct, Old Spice Man.
Hulk smash epistemological frameworks while smelling like spring garden.
I understand. Allow me to bake you a cake, Feminist Hulk and Judith Butler, while we discussed intersectionality and beauty of giant green muscles.
Congratulations on making a break with compulsory heterosexuality, Old Spice Man.
Hulk is very happy to share tears of joy and organic whole wheat pastry flour with Old Spice Man and Judith Butler.
I'm on a unicorn. Look down, now back at me. What? Look back at me, Rodney. I'm working, Shepard. What the hell do you want? The ancient devices are now diamonds. No, there. What the hell? Give me back my ancient devices. McKay, I think you need some embraces of man love. Smell me. Shepard, you should know that I'm deeply uncomfortable with our proximity right now. Be silent, Rodney. Feel the love. Feel what I have to give you. Colonel, look down. Yes, I can see. It's that thing you like. You realize that Zelenka is sitting right here. Radek and I go way back, Rodney. Was it in 2003 that we swam together for clams in Maui? It was, Old Spice Man. Those were good times. Rodney, I will pleasure myself on your face. Oh my God, no! Feel my love, Rodney. My love will become diamonds. Help, Zelenka. Taylor, oh my God! Look at your detective. Now back at me. Now back at your detective. Now back to me. Sadly, he isn't me. But since he's going to be using Old Spice instead of that other lady-scented body wash, he could smell like me. Look down. Back up. Where are we? We are in the FBI headquarters with the man your detective could smell like. What's on your ankle? Back to me. I have it. It's Neil's tracking device. Look again. The tracker is now diamonds. Anything is possible when your detective smells like Old Spice and not a lady. I'm in a squad car. You know who has never complained about how I smell? Peter asked offhandedly. Elizabeth. Of course she hasn't, Neil replied, adjusting the strap on his tracker. She loves you. Uh-huh. Peter leaned back in his chair and watched his partner head for the door. Oh, and Neil? The thief turned in the doorway, eyebrows raised in a silent question. Peter held his hand out. What? Silence. What? Peter simply crooked his two fingers. Neil sighed and dug into his right trouser pocket as he crossed the room. He withdrew three crystal-clear diamonds and dropped them into Peter's outstretched hand. Happy? And the other pocket. I can't believe you don't trust me, the thief grumbled as he fished three more out of his left trouser pocket. I trust you as far as your leash allows, Peter shot back, grinning at Neil's retreating back. He shook the handful of diamonds, watching the way they caught and refracted the light. Look at your thief, now back at me. Rorschach's Journal, August 12th. August 12th. Waded through the scrummy underbelly of the bloated crack whore society calls Internet. Stupidity forms an endless horizon, pointless statements as numerous as roaches. They scatter at my boots, revealing an empty nothing in their wake. Met a man, smelled of manly scents, rode a horse. Definitely not homosexual. Horse became diamonds, was unimpressed. Diamonds became motorcycle in a jacuzzi. Somehow, he was in a shower. Suspected foul play. Intriguing concept. This is the foul play my foul play could smell like. Hello, Danny. Look at your girl. Now back to me. Now back at your girl. Now back to me. Sadly, she isn't me. But if she stopped using Lady Scenty body wash and switched to Old Spice, she could smell like she's me. Look down. Back up. Where are you? You're in Kunlun with a man your girl could smell like. What's in your hand? Back to me. I have it. It's an oyster with that slippers from that brand you love. Look again. The slippers are now egg rolls. Anything's possible when your man smells like Old Spice and not a lady. I'm on a horse. Out in the depths of the Antarctic, a team of explorers is forging through the bitter cold and oppressive darkness, striving to recover the lost treasures hidden deep in the ice. They are weary, hungry, and weak. The supplies have dwindled almost to nothing, and only force of will is keeping them moving forward. Finally, the last man drops to his knees. His smile is fake and weak, and all his companions can see in the darkness is a dim flash of teeth anyway. Looks like this is the end of the line. If I'm going out, I'm glad it's with guys like you. Same here, Jim. It's been an honor. Just wish I could have seen the sun one last time. Don't worry. Heaven's bright, and so is hell, you bastard. The three men punched each other, curled together in the frigid black of the Antarctic night. In the distance, a light shines. I can see the chariot coming for me, Ray, and I think I see it. No, wait. That's not a chariot. That's... The figure in the distance races closer and closer with every moment. The men scrambled upright, squinting. Their eyes go wide when they realize what sight is before them. He's tall, muscular, and shining like the sun. His body is clad in only a towel, in direct opposition to all common sense. He is steering a pack of six huge panting wolves and carrying a steaming hot mug of coffee in his hands. Gentlemen, one of you has been wearing lady-scented body wash. He is a miracle. He's got to be one of ours. Nonsense, my dear. He's definitely on our side. Look at him. He's half-naked in the shower. As they say, cleanliness is next to godliness. Angel, honestly, he's introducing lust and covetousness by using sex appeal and offering diamonds. And he's solely trying to make a buck. That's got down below written all over it. He's utterly charming and he wants to make people happy. How is that not heaven-like? He wants to make ladies happy. And men. Sometimes I think that, even after 6,000 years, I'll never really get to know you. Really, my dear, maybe he's just doing the human thing and straddling heaven and hell. I think he straddles a horse regularly, actually. Sigh. Crowley, now, if you'll excuse me, I really must dash. Wiles to thwart. And maybe a spot of shopping. What? Oh, nothing. We're still on for the Ritz on Sunday, yes?